A Steveston-born director is gaining global fame for his glambots, slow-motion short videos, of celebrities as they arrive for red carpet events in Los Angeles. Cole Wallacer's glambot shorts have included Matthew McConaughey, Nicolas Cage, Ke Huy Quan, BTS, Ariana Grande, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. And what exactly is a glambot? It's a fast-moving, slow-motion camera that takes 1,000 frames per second. Wallacer has become the face associated with glambots at the Academy Awards, Grammys, Golden Globes, Emmys and People's Choice Awards. The fast-moving camera was a mystery to everyone during its first appearance, according to the Steveston native. I had to explain everything to everyone who came by, since most people didn't really understand how it worked, said Wallacer, who started on the Glambot in 2016. Fast forward to the 96th Academy Awards ceremony and the Glambot had a long line of people waiting for a chance to get their video taken by the camera. Whatever the thing has happened with the Glambot wasn't even within the realm of possibility in my mind in 2016, he said. The 42-year-old told the Richmond News the camera system is not new, having been used for a long time for slow-motion shots in food commercials. It wasn't until a camera test day when a person was placed in front of the Glambot that the idea to use it to shoot celebrities was born. To do so, a director was needed who was used to shooting high-profile events, had worked with A-list celebrities and understood movement and choreography. All boxes that Wallacer's resume checked off. When I got the job, I was like, this is a job in directing and I'm going to do it for maybe a year or two or five. If I'm lucky, then I'll do other jobs, said Wallacer. The fact that it could launch my career in a public fashion and then be a thing that people all over the world are recognizing me for, but also doing at home, wasn't a possibility in my mind. Home Glambot on the rise. Home Glambot. Videos are a rising trend on social media. Wallacer described the videos as the most amazing and coolest thing ever. Just the idea that people around the world are replicating the thing that I do at work is mind-boggling, he said. Some of the home glambots are very well executed and well done. According to Wallacer, the first home glambot videos were made around 2021 as people attached their phones to objects, like a fan or a string, to imitate the glambot camera motions. Fans would also film themselves building their own glambot contraption and show their video results. In response to the recent resurgence of the trend, Wallacer collaborated with content creator Haley Khalil, also known as Halle Bailey on TikTok, to do a tutorial on how to make a home glambot using a cell phone. Khalil's huge loyal following pumped up the trend, Wallacer said. We definitely tried to amplify it this year with Haley. He added he's looking forward to seeing more and possibly doing a long-form YouTube video of his reaction to them. Future plans for the Steveston-born director. Moving from Richmond to Los Angeles was a big decision for a local resident who dreamed of pursuing a career in directing. Wallacer began making skateboarding videos as a teen, and that evolved into a career directing music videos for singers including Miley Cyrus, Pink and Katy Perry, as well as becoming the face behind Glambots since moving to Los Angeles in 2006. After finishing a jam-packed start to the year with Glambot directing, Wallacer is looking at pursuing other opportunities now that his schedule has opened up. He will continue as a director, doing content on social media and hosting shows. The big goal has always been a narrative feature since I moved from Richmond, but there's also new opportunities since I'm on camera now. He added that growth is always a priority in his career and to do more in all arenas, in the industry, while continuing to direct Glambots. When asked whether he missed being in Richmond, Wallacer said without a doubt he thinks about his friends and family every day, and visits whenever he can. Steveston has a special place in my heart. It's fun to be out in LA as a representative of Richmond and Steveston, so I wear that badge of honor. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.